We believe that the contribution of Uruguay is the same contribution we always try to make in international multilateral fora. That is, we are a peace-loving country. We are a country that very much supports the rule of law, human rights, gender issues. We consider ourselves an open and tolerant society, and those values we bring in our participation, trying always to be a facilitator for the solution of the peaceful resolution of disputes, and always being at the disposal of the membership to contribute in that sense.
This year, the organization has to elect a new Secretary General. There's been several proposals regarding this process. Some people would like to see this process to be more participatory and more democratic. What is the position of your country regarding this election of the new Secretary General?
Uruguay engaged very actively in the negotiations of the resolution of the General Assembly, which established the new mechanism by which countries are requested to submit candidatures to the President of the General Assembly and the President of the Security Council, and both authorities are to circulate the names to the membership, and then the membership will have the chance to meet with the different candidates to discuss with them their approaches, their points of view, their ideas about the organization. So this is a significant exercise in transparency. I think it will enhance the opportunities for the membership to know the candidates. And also, there's been in the process the suggestion that it is time to also consider the issue of gender, because all the past Secretary Generals have been men, and it's nigh time that we may have a lady as a Secretary General of the United Nations. And Uruguay fully supports that approach.
For the second time, your country is being a member of the Security Council after 50 years without having that condition. Why did it take that long for Uruguay to return to the Security Council?
The explanations could be several, but there's one central element here. We were members in 65, 66, and 7 years after that, unfortunately, we had in Uruguay a coup d'etat and a military government that lasted until 1984. So when democracy was reinstated in Uruguay in 1985, the government and the political body in Uruguay felt the need to heal the wounds internally and dedicated an extensive amount of time and effort to overcoming the very sad issues that affected Uruguay for such a long time. And then we also engaged in a foreign policy of reinserting Uruguay in a number of instances. We felt at the time that we needed a bit of peace and quiet domestically before we confronted the new realities. And it was about 7 to 8 years ago that Uruguay put forward its name to return to the Security Council. We were pleased to see that the membership agreed with our request and gave us an overwhelming support in the vote in the General Assembly. So we're back.